Alright, girls, let's get back to sissy basics. It's makeup for sissies time! I know that since you weren't raised with all the lovely girly things that us genetic girls got to enjoy, you were a little behind on feminine skills. That's what the Sissy Basics series is all about, catching sweet sissies up on the basics of feminization. As you know, I have seen some terrible sissy makeup in my time. I am talking about clown lips and smeared mascara. Girls that look like a used whore before they even step out of the house. There's no need whatsoever for you to look wrecked before you even suck the first cock. Have some pride and at least start out looking put together. Let's start with lipstick and how to avoid the dreaded clown lips phenomenon. Take notes now, because this is vital makeup for sissy's data here. You cannot just go grab whatever lipstick you first lay eyes on in the store, because there are 15 billion different kinds of lipstick. Take a moment to read the labels and choose wisely. A long-lasting, color-stay, or other all-day-wearing lipstick will not wipe off and leave no trace behind. If you just want an evening of dress-up fun, avoid the long-wearing lipsticks. There are even some brands that last 24 hours. Also avoid lip stain lipsticks. They do exactly what they say they do. Clown lips happen when you apply your lipstick too generously and fail to use a lip liner. Clinique makes a neutral lip liner that I adore. I highly recommend it. A neutral tone lip liner won't affect the color of the lipstick, but still does its job. What is the job of a lip liner? To keep your lipstick in place, thus preventing clown lips, as well as that annoying creep of lipstick into any wrinkles around the lips. You need a lip liner. A clear gloss is also a good thing to have on hand. For shiny, sexy lips, put clear gloss over lipstick. Wipe the wand off after use, or risk turning your unused portion of gloss from clear to sort of pinkish. Mascara is another easy, quick change to make you look more feminine without investing in all the makeup ever. Until you get a little practice in, mascara can be one of the things about makeup for sissies that is challenging. Here's the tips. Start out by only doing your top lashes, as the bottom set can be very tricky to do without screwing up. After you apply the mascara, count to 15 without blinking at all to let it dry. Fail to let it dry and you'll get spider legs on your cheeks and brows, and that is never a good look. When choosing a mascara, avoid waterproof styles. Yes, if you cry, it'll run, but this means you don't have to buy makeup remover to get it off at the end of your fun. More super easy makeup for sissies tips. Pick a powder shade that matches your inner elbow skin tone. Foundation is for the brave. You can be brave. Makeup sponges are awesome. Blush can be fun, but better too little than too much. Go easy on the blush. Experiment with eyeshadows because they're fun, they wipe off easily, and you can create some really cute looks with them. Groom your eyebrows with an eyebrow brush, and if they're thin, use eyeliner to fill in. And lastly, YouTube is full of makeup tutorials. Search, watch, try to replicate. Practice, practice, practice. If you like this, you'll like my blog. It's fetishphonesexblog.com, or you can always call me 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.